Hello everyone, welcome to the Daily Patriot. This is my first time doing a podcast, and it looks like we got some information to discuss about tonight, and one of which is the trial. I don't know if anyone watched the impeachment trial or, you know, caught a glimpse of it here and there. But let's just say that the defense team for Donald Trump literally obliterated the House. Okay? They come in with only not even 4 hours of information. And this trial has been going on for days. About a whole week. And yes, this whole trial was built on emotion, for sure. And shortly after the trial, the former president, Donald Trump, came out with a statement, you know, since he does have his own office now, the office of Donald J. Trump, and which I think is crazy. That's a whole other story. But this trial went on for days, and the defense team comes out with this video of them just playing the Democrats' own hateful words. And like I said, shortly after, Donald Trump come out with a statement. And in that statement, Donald said some pretty questionable things. I mean, I don't know if most of you have seen the letter or the statement that he came out with. But he said quite a bit in that statement, and it's blowing me away, because what he's saying, it's gonna open your mind. It's really gonna open up what you guys think. Now, I'm gonna read you his statement. And he come out with it at 7:28 on February 13th. And it says, "The Office of Donald J. Trump. Statement by Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States of America." It says, "I first want to thank my team of dedicated lawyers and others for their tireless work upholding justice and defending the truth. My deepest thanks as well to all of the United States senators and members of the Congress who stood proudly for the Constitution. We all revere and for the sacred legal principles at the heart of our country. Our cherished constitutional republic was founded on the imperial rule of law, the indispensable safeguard for our liberties, our rights, and our freedoms. It is a sad sad commentary on our times that one political party in America is giving a free pass to disintegrate the rule of law, defame law enforcement, cheer mobs, excuse rioters, and transform justice into a tool of political vengeance, and persecute, blacklist, cancel, and suppress all people and viewpoints with whom of which they disagree. That is true. I always have and always will be a champion for the unwavering rule of law. The heroes of the law enforcement and the right Americans to peacefully and honorably debate the issues of the day without malice and without hate. Now, this is where it starts getting interesting to me. He goes, "This has been yet another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. No president has ever gone through anything like it," which he is true. That is true. No president has ever gone through this like he has. "And it continues because our opponents cannot forget almost 75 million people, the highest number ever setting for a president who voted for just a few short months ago. I also want to convey my gratitude to the millions of decent, hardworking, law-abiding, God- and country-loving citizens who have bravely supported these important principles in this very difficult and challenging times." Now, this is where it blows my mind, right here. "Our historic, patriotic, and beautiful movement to the Make America Great Again has only just begun. In the few months ahead, I have much to share with you. I look forward to continuing our incredible journey together to achieve American greatness for all of our people. There has never been anything like it." And there hasn't. This is a movement, ladies and gentlemen. This is a movement that started with a outsider coming in. None of the deep state knew Donald Trump. Everyone knows Donald Trump. I mean, he's one of the most famous people of all. And he goes, "We have so much work ahead of us, and soon we will emerge with a vision for a bright, radiant, and limitless American future. Together, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. We remain one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And it's our responsibility to preserve this magnificent inheritance for our children and the generations of Americans to come. May God bless all of you, and may God forever bless the United States of America." Now, why, if he isn't a president anymore, why is he saying those things? You know, it's really mind-boggling to the fact that these people actually don't see the big picture. And the thing that's crazy is that you have to break this news to the American people slowly. I mean, if you were to stand in a Home Depot, or, you know, this is what the X-22 report said, if you were to stand in a Home Depot and stand up, or any other store, and stand up and say, "COVID isn't real. Here's the facts, here's the proof, here's everything that shows that this COVID isn't real," they'd look at you like you're crazy. Now, if I remember right, I believe Donald Trump signed an executive order back in 2018. And in that executive order, it said that foreign entities could not interfere with the election. And with that being said, hang on here, I'm trying to find it. with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, where did the Dominion voting machines come from? Where did they come from, these voting machines? China, I believe. On September 12th, President Trump signed an executive order 13848, imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in the United States election. This document opens by finding that foreign persons' ability to interfere in or undermine public confidence in the U.S. elections constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security of foreign policy. This triggered the president's authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, codified at 50 U.S.C. 1701. Now, this is crazy to me because most of you do not know, but the United States is actually a corporation. That is right. The United States is a corporation. Now, with that being said, since it is a incorporation, that the United States of America Incorporated, let's just say, I'm going to open up a lot right here, and this is just going to blow all of your minds. I'm pretty sure it will. This whole thing is crazy. It's crazy. Because Here's another mind-boggling fact. So let's say that the government of the incorporation likes to distract you by holding this impeachment trial. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, you know, the inauguration. What was President Trump doing during that inauguration? He made his own office. So while they're distracting you with this inauguration, Trump is over here doing his own thing. And it's confusing the hell out of people. It is. And let me get back to the whole United States Incorporation, because a lot of you are probably confused about that. And it's just, it's crazy, because I was even reading it, and I was like, that's no way. There's no way that that is true. And it's just, it's crazy. Like, I keep saying that because it is. It's crazy, and I'm trying to find the article. that talks about that. And if you don't believe me, then go ahead. Go to the Marshall Report. It tells you all about it. Now, when this trial was going on, did many of you notice that Pelosi was hardly ever there? I mean, she was, but she'd just come out with a video that stated, she stated that it was all because of, hang on here. Here it is, right here, I found it. Trump ODE to the corporation. I'm just going to read you a little bit. This is by the Marshall Report, WorldPress.com. And if you're interested about it, go to the Marshall Report, Trump ODE to the corporation. Now, this says... This sounds crazy. And this was put back on 1/20/2021. So, in 1871, a seditious act was performed by the government. A coup was made to rewrite the Constitution and put "We the People" in all capitals under a new corporate contract transferring the United States of America into a new corporation of the United States of America, which transferred the power of "We the People" and the Constitution over to the new corporation. So with that being said, when they did that, it placed the citizens in the United States as property of the corporation, which was centered in Washington, D.C. This action made Washington, D.C. a foreign entity on American soil of sovereign states. It was established through a loan from the Vatican when D.C. was transferred into the city-state. And the corporate entity then ruled over the people. And citizens were taken from them in this process. No one realizes this at all. When they did the broker deal to get the loan from the Vatican, yes, the Vatican, they did so via the Bank of London at that time. They transferred all property in D.C., Columbia, over the corporate entity of D.C., a foreign corporation. So you remember that executive order that Trump signed? Kind of clicking yet? The forming of this corporation in Washington, D.C., is of major, major importance to understand. When Trump signed that executive order back in 2018 on election interference, fraud, both foreign and domestic, it outlined how all the assets for this corporation would be seized. The president and the people knew and had the proof that a coup was transpired out of the corporation of the United States, along with other foreign nations the corporation was ignored. And they continued with their illegal steal. The military is now in the process. I'm pretty sure it's already done. They were in the process of seizing all these assets of this foreign country known as the Corporation of the United States. So pretty much what I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the United States of D.C., we'll just put it that way, Washington, D.C., is a corporation of a foreign entity. Because we needed a loan from the Vatican, Bank of London. And when all those votes were happening, it didn't matter. That's why I always tell everyone that I know, these executive orders that Biden's signing really doesn't mean anything. It's confusing when it comes to that, but just hear me out. So, even though President Trump, former President Trump, moved out permanently, he cannot be president over a sovereign nation in a foreign land, which D.C. is a foreign land. I hope you guys are all understanding this. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. Not saying that any of you are smart, but it's confusing. It was confusing to me. And Trump was voted in by we the people, not the corporation. How many of you listening voted for Donald Trump? Quite a bit of you. Mostly all of you. After Donald Trump exited the White House, D.C. will be locked down, because it will not be possible for a foreign ruler to rule over a sovereign country. Therefore, the foreign ruler must be locked out. In this case, that would be this new administration. Why do you think Trump, in his farewell speech, this is a new, different administration? I'm putting two and two together here, ladies and gentlemen. What we have conspiring is a big sting operation. Now, there was a sting operation that happened during the Super Bowl, as a matter of fact. It was called Operation Game Over. Over 75 sex traffickers were arrested that night, ladies and gentlemen. So they're just warming up. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. What you are seeing in D.C., why do you think National Guard's still there, ladies and gentlemen? Now, the backstory to this corporation. The City of London is not technically part of the Greater London or England, just as Vatican City is not part of Rome or Italy. Washington, D.C. is not part of the United States that it controls. These three entities have one goal, and that is to do away with the old world order of sovereign nations. And if you look at the pyramid, the Roman power pyramid exactly is what it's called. It's on the dollar. It's everywhere. And at the very top, it has the Illuminati, pretty much. You got those 3 points on a triangle, correct? You got on one side Washington, D.C. You got on the other side of the pyramid, the city of London. And then on the very top of the pyramid, you got the Vatican City. Crazy. Completely crazy. These sovereign corporate entities have their own laws and their own identities. They also have their own flags. Washington, D.C. was established as a city-state in 1871. With the passage of the Act, 1871. Which officially established the United States as a corporation under the rule of Washington. Which itself is subservient to the City of London. Corporations are run by presidents, which is why we call the person perceived to hold the highest seat of, the highest seat of power in the land, the president. The fact the president is nothing more than a figurehead for a central banker, for the central bankers and transitional corporations. D.C. operates under a system of Roman law and outside the limitations established by the United States Constitution. Now, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, the corporation called Washington, D.C. is now a foreign entity on American soil of sovereign states. It was established through a loan from the Vatican when D.C. was transferred into a city-state and thus be a corporate entity. So, the people, we the people of the United States, along with the Vatican and other foreign nations who interfered, such as Germany, Italy, China, you name it, they are all now an enemy of the state. And their assets are all being seized, or has been seized. Our military has already been taking down a giant as we speak. Our eyes are set on voter fraud, ladies and gentlemen. Or that mob that stormed the Capitol. You want to know who that mob involved of? People dressed up like Trump supporters. Antifa. Black Lives Matter protesters. Anyone. And I'm pretty gosh darn sure, ladies and gentlemen, that Trump signed the Insurrection Act before he got out. This is why Trump is so set on he won. That is the crazy part. Now, I truly believe that Trump is going to be president again. There's no doubt in my mind. He started a movement that no one has seen of the likes. a movement that cannot be taken down. And that's why the Democrats are so scared. That's why they're trying every move they can to get rid of Trump. That is why. And it's just, it's astonishing to me, because it only took Trump 4 years to set this up. He's finishing what JFK started. You want to see the last true Democrat? Look at John F. Kennedy. Why do you think he was assassinated? You know who was behind that assassination, ladies and gentlemen? Bush Sr. But that's a whole nother story. That is what blows my mind away. It's crazy. I truly think that something big is going to happen. I don't know what. Now, QAnon, the Q. is pointing people to March 4th. Now, the reason why is March 4th was the official day for president inaugurations until the ratification of the 20th Amendment in 1933. Ceremonies were held on March 5th, such as the inauguration. I mean, you look at the very first president, ladies and gentlemen. George Washington wasn't inaugurated until April 30th. Although Congress scheduled the first inauguration for March 4th, 1789. They were unable to count the electoral ballots as early as anticipated. So, March 4th, ladies and gentlemen, the Q, who has come out with several things recently. Is saying that March 4th, 2021, is a day of the new America. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. No one knows. Trump isn't out here speaking because he's quiet. He's playing his moves like a chessboard. Quietly.
And eventually, it's going to be a checkmate. Now, this was really interesting to talk about. I'm going to wrap it up tonight. I hope God blesses you all. Have a good evening. And if you like my channel, if you like my podcast, and you like what I'm saying, keep listening. Your feedback is all that matters to me, ladies and gentlemen. It's like the Q said, though. You're watching a movie. Sit back and enjoy the show. That's it for this podcast tonight. This is the Daily Patriot, ladies and gentlemen. If you like me, if you like what I'm saying, follow me on Telegram, the Daily Patriot. If you like hearing what I'm saying also, follow me here. Subscribe. I'm going to be up on YouTube here soon. I'm working on getting onto MAGABook as well. Possibly Twitter. I hear there's a lot of shit going down on Twitter. I'm not probably going to do that, though. Just the Daily Patriot. May God bless you. Have a good evening. And I'll be back on.